This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government will soon bring National Counter-Terrorism Policy and Strategy to fight terrorism. Inaugurating two-day anti-terror conference organized by National Investigation Agency in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said in the last 10 years since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism. Mr. Shah said a strong ecosystem has been developed in the country to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years. He said there has been a 70% reduction in terrorist incidents from 2014 to 21 in comparison to the period from 2006 to 2013. The Union Home Minister said that terrorist attacks and their conspiracy are against the country in a borderless and invisible manner. He stressed the need for special training for young officers, saying they have to be equipped with the latest technologies. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision to implement One Rank, One Pension was a significant step towards addressing the long-standing demand and reaffirming the nation's gratitude to its heroes. As the scheme completed 10 years today, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the initiative was a tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the veterans and ex-service personnel who dedicated their lives to protect the nation. He said, over the decade, lakhs of pensioners and pensioner families have benefited from the landmark initiative. Prime Minister Modi said, beyond the numbers, OROP represents the government's commitment to the well-being of the armed forces. OROP is a transformative scheme implemented by the government to ensure fair and equal pension payments for ex-servicemen. The scheme ensures that veterans who retire at the same rank and with the same length of service receive equal pensions regardless of their retirement date. The Ministry of Defence said the total financial implication for OROP scheme in the current financial year is over 4,468 crore rupees. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has doubled penalties against stubble burning. The government notified that the new rules under Commission for Air Quality Management in National Capital Region and adjoining areas, imposition, collection and utilization of environmental compensation for stubble burning amendment rules 2024 yesterday. As per the new rules, farmers with less than 2 acres of land holding will have to pay 5,000 rupees now, which was earlier 2,500 rupees. The farmers having an area of land of 2 to 5 acres will have to pay an environmental compensation of 10,000 rupees per incidence. Those farmers who hold land more than 5 acres have to pay an environmental compensation of 30,000 rupees. President Draupadi Murmu is witnessing the full spectrum of multi-domain naval operations at sea aboard the indigenous aircraft carrier INS Vikrant in Goa today. It includes surface ships, operations, battle actions, submarine exercises, air power demonstrations comprising takeoff and landings by deck-based fighter aircraft and helicopters, and a flypast by naval aircraft. Earlier in the day, the President received a ceremonial guard of honour at INS Hansa, the naval air station in Dabolim. The Indian Railways is scheduled to run 164 special trains from tomorrow to facilitate travel of passengers returning to their destinations after celebrating the festivals. The railways has planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. According to the Indian Railways, it has achieved the feat of transporting 65 lakh passengers on 4,521 trains in the last 36 days. The Railway Ministry said that over 6 crore 85 lakh passengers travelled in Indian Railways to Bihar, Eastern Uttar Pradesh and Jharkhand. Railways also achieved a milestone of transporting over 3 crore passengers in a single day on the 4th of this month. The 4-day festival of Chhath is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety in different parts of the country. On the third day today, devotees who have started the 36-hour fast will pay oblations to the setting sun this evening. In Bihar, all preparations are in place for the ritual, where devotees will offer prayers to the setting sun at the beautifully decorated banks of Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Bagmati, Punpun and other rivers in waist-deep waters. The whole atmosphere is reverberating with devotional songs. The festival will conclude after paying offerings to the rising sun tomorrow morning. The Australian government has announced plans to introduce legislation to ban children under the age of 16 from using social media, with penalties for platforms like Facebook, Instagram and TikTok if they fail to enforce it. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.